Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. Order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about a Panerai event I attended in Beverly Hills on October 17th. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. On their watch fans, it's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I recently attended this incredible event for Panerai at the Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills on October 17th, 2017. I was actually going to LA to see my family, and it just coincided with this event. But you know, the event definitely caught my curiosity and piqued my interest. I get invited to a lot of events. I will say I don't attend them all, because there's just so many. But this was one of the first events I wanted to attend in a long time. It was for the celebration of Panerai's most complicated and most expensive watch, PAM 600, which is 49 millimeter minute repeater tourbillon GMT. And it's available in 18 karat red gold and 18 karat white gold. The size is 49 millimeters in diameter. And everything was done first class from start to finish. From the invitation I received probably a few weeks prior, it was a beautiful, black, sleek, modern. It opened up, like almost like a booklet. On one side was the invitation. Actually, I have the invitation right here in front of me, but it says Panerai. It's black. It says Panerai on the front. When you open it, on one side is the invitation. You know what it says, that Panerai invites you, and the time and where, and all that. And on the other side was like a miniature tablet screen, video screen built in, with the animation of the watch, how it works, close-ups of the movement, complete disassembly of the entire watch so you can see all the parts together. And with this incredible, I'm playing it right now for you. Can hear a very dramatic, nautical theme. This ship, the sounding actually of the minute repeater that they try to evoke in this watch was the sound of the bell on the ship. Everything that they make is very purpose-built as well, as and is inspired by their history, their past. They were made for the Italian Navy. Their roots are in nautical themes, sailing, So this minute repeater was the most incredible minute repeater I have ever heard. And that's why they made it in red gold and white gold. And I was thoroughly impressed. But before I get into the watch, I just want to sort of paint you a picture of what I had the privilege of attending. So, I believe there was about 20 to 25 people invited. I think a total of 12 or 15 max were there. And I was one of the 15. What made it special and unique for me was that I also happened to be the only member of the press there. So first there was a cocktail reception. I entered at, I got there right on time at 6:30. It was on this floor that had a luxury suite. I think Panerai had the whole floor. One room was this very cool room with vitrines that carried this watch in white gold. So there's two versions, the white gold version of the PAM 600. And then there's another one that's a tourbillon. And they were both in these, large vitrines, and they were on display and you could see them. And those were the only two watches, I believe, that were there. Maybe there was one more, but I'm pretty sure those were the two. Of course, there was an arm guard. There were waiters and waitresses carrying the most incredible hors d'oeuvre. Champagne was being served, as well as wine and other things. And I got to meet the new retail director, April, who was incredibly cool and kind and gracious to host this event. And I also want to say thank you to Gary Aravello and my entire Panerai family at the Las Vegas Panerai Boutique for making this possible. Without Gary, this could never have happened. Gary and I have known each other for about 6-7 years now, and I consider him a good friend and a great colleague and someone that I talk to whenever I can. So thank you, Gary, and thank you, Panerai. So in one room, that was it. It was kind of like a cocktail reception, kind of. That's where you had to mingle. I think I was the only one there. I don't think there was anyone else there. But there was another room where the watch was, and that room felt like I was on board of a naval ship captain's, yacht or something. Or I was, it had really nice dark wood furniture and beautiful view of the city, but it had this feel. It was like this den. It was like, it felt like this very nautical den feel. But there was only like, the rep for Panerai for the West Coast, which is Carl, who I've known for 11 years. And then there was an armed guard. And then I think he was showing two or three people at a time. And that was really nice. After the cocktail reception, I went in the room and I got to see the watch and see how it worked and how it functioned and see all the parts moving together, because it's a very complicated watch. I mean, it's, one, just to pull off one of these things is a huge feat. But to have a GMT, a dual time zone watch, to have a skeleton, to have, a tourbillon, and to have a minute repeater, which is so complicated, and to get it so right, it's especially in a case as big as Panerai makes, 49. I know it's a lot harder to do in a smaller case than 49, but to be able to execute the sound of the minute repeater, to sound like a bell, to sound like, a bell you would hear on a ship. That was pretty amazing and really clear and very loud, not too tony, not too pitchy, just the perfect sound. And that's why those case metals were used, white gold and red gold. It was not made in platinum. Till date, 24 pieces have been delivered. And once I saw the watch, we were called to have dinner in this other room. And I think there was 12 to 15 of us sitting there, and it was just a really nice spread, wonderful menu. A lot of these events, you don't get to know the people that you speak to. Everyone's talking at the same time. It can be awkward because you don't know anyone when you first arrive, and you don't know what to say and who to talk to. But I got to tell you, I felt right at home between seeing my friend Brandon, who works for Panerai. He worked for the Panerai Boutique here for a few years with Gary, and then he recently moved a couple of months ago to Beverly Hills, and he's one of the main people running the Panerai Boutique there. And it was great to see him, great to see a familiar face. We've become pals, and it's always fun seeing him and meeting April and meeting the other woman I got to meet from Panerai, who works out in New York as well, for putting this together and inviting me and making me a part of something so special. I'll never forget it. I mean, and it was nice to see familiar faces, but it was nice to meet new people, collectors. I definitely, you don't realize how global the brand is until you see when you're invited to an intimate setting like this. So it's nice to see different ethnicities as well, not just the common, local collector you see at a store in any part of the country. You're seeing collectors on a massive scale who travel the world for these things and who are at this event for a reason. I'm nowhere near the demographic that can afford something like this. This is very special. It's $400,000. It can be customized from, the case finish, whether you want brushed or polished, you want the lugs inscribed, you want the strap options. It's a very expensive watch. It's the price of actually a nice house here in Vegas. But to date, 24 have been delivered about, and every one of them is kind of unique. So that's pretty cool. But dinner was amazing. Conversation was great. I have to say it was probably one of the most memorable events I've been to in many, many years. It was just, the setting was perfect. Nowhere else on the planet was this happening except for at the Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills, California, with 12 to 15 of us who were very privileged and honored to be there. I wish other brands would do this. I think it just it makes it so experiential, so connective, so humanistic. I think, you know, we're moving away from that, where, you know, everyone's stuck to their phones and wants to know news up to the minute. But it was nice to not, of course, when I needed my phone to use the camera or the video, I did that. But I mean, to really sit down and have dinner and get to know people and talk and joke and laugh and talk about watches, you know, it reignited a passion in me that I had for Panerai that I feel has been kind of lost. I mean, Panerai has been a massive part of my life for almost 20 years. And I, you know, was really one of the first retailers when I was working in retail to be at the forefront of helping building this brand. So for me to be able to, you know, be at an event like this, to see the progression of where Panerai has come from the time I started collecting Panerai, it just blew my mind. It's a totally different brand. It's a much more complicated brand. It's a much more exciting brand. It's a much more innovative brand. It's a much more technical brand. It's much more global as well. And, you know, I mean, a watch like this, you don't see very often, or you have the chance to, especially something so limited. They're not numbered, but they're extremely limited. And to see how simplistically it was executed, considering you have something so complicated that has so much going on, it's a skeleton. So you see everything working in perfect synergy and harmony. And I was just really, really grateful to be a part of it. Definitely see my Facebook Live post I did on this. That's another thing that was pretty remarkable, that having the access and having the, you know, just being able to do a Facebook Live post on this, it was amazing. I mean, I don't know anyone else who was able to do that. And that had a lot to do with the fact that I knew Carl, and I think the fact that the brand is so open, and they want people to know about it. I mean, this is such an impressive watch that they've released, and the world should really see it. It's amazing. There's so many things that go into making a watch like this. Forget the craftsmanship and the skilled labor involved, but the hours, the research, the R&D, the marketing. I mean, to put an event on like this, you know, just to have this available to fly it all over the world, I mean, it's just amazing, and we were a part of it. So again, the watch was PAM 600. It was an event that I was able to attend at the Beverly Wilshire on October 17th, 2017. I got to meet new people. I got to see the most complicated and expensive Panerai ever made to date, and I'm so glad I'm better for it, and it has restored my faith in the brand. Because it needed to. So I'm really, really grateful for the experience. Definitely check out my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. It's a great place to go, great place to get, you know, informed. You can check out my videos, listen to my podcast, read my award-winning blog. You can engage my services. You can pay my consultation fee. I charge $150. It gets you an hour of my time, a call or two, and some emails, and I advise you, I guide you, and if you decide to work with me to purchase the watch, I deduct the $150 consultation fee from the purchase, so it's a win-win situation. You know, definitely check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. You can stream my Facebook Live post directly on my website. When you click about on the right-hand corner, you can see all of my Facebook Live posts, whether it be video, pictures, thoughts, whatever. You can check that out. And until next time, rock on and fly back.